and welcome to Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, where we talk to you about treats, business, and life. I am Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen, located right here in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom treats for your special occasions. I'm going to hand it over to my co-host, Tamla, who will introduce herself.
Cool. Thank you, Taylor. So as she said, we are Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. And I am Tamla, the co-host and owner of Tortellitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Tortellitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio, where we specialize in salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, you can go to @Tortellitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A.
Yes, and this week we are back with a demo by the lovely Tamla. She is showing us some of her creativity with her Tortellitas brand. And so, we just want you to take it away. Show us what you got.
Absolutely. Thank you, Taylor. So, I wanted to create something new for the Tortellitas brand. As you know, that they are tortilla chips with different chocolates and toppings, where I have over a dozen varieties. My claim to fame are my blondies, which are milk chocolate, drizzle of milk chocolate, white chocolate, and almond toffee pieces. And toot my own horn, toot toot. That's the one that was featured on the Chew television show by celebrity chef Carla Hall. One day, I've been out here for a minute, and now I'm going to try and do something new called Stuffed Tortellitas. Okay. The Stuffed line of Tortellitas. So today I had something that I have something that's very familiar with everybody that's out there. Anybody that's had a childhood with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yes. So I took two tortilla chips, I dipped them in chocolate, added something to them, and stuffed them with peanut butter and jelly. So I'm going to show you how that process is, right? How the process I made them. Okay. So let's get to it. So here is a new demo. These are called the Stuffed Peanut Butter and Jelly Tortellitas. And as you see here, I am laying them out on a cookie sheet, a line cookie sheet. And, you know, getting some that are kind of large. This is going way too fast, hold on. They're kind of large. I get the large ones. You can use the round ones as well. But I use the large triangle ones in this particular instance. You'll see that again in a second. Okay. I have to slow this down. But anyway, here's some peanut butter. And here's some strawberry jam I used. And I put that in the microwave for a little bit and added the peanut butter, the liquid, quote unquote, peanut butter to a piping bag. And here you'll see, I speeded this up, of course, of me adding the peanut butter and the jam, the preserves, strawberry preserves, to the sides. What I made the mistake is I put all of it, each product, peanut butter jelly on every one. So then I had to go back and find some tops that would correspond with just, you know, those ones. So I don't want to have it so thick on there. So here I am with some Merkin's white chocolate. I'm going to melt that in the microwave and get it to the consistency for dunking. Mm-hmm. And just give it a good stir to make sure that I get everything incorporated. And off camera, I added more chocolate because I want it to really be a good dunk. So as you see, there were how they looked with the tops on. And here I am just adding the chocolate to the entire thing. So this how it is. It was kind of like, wait a minute. I added some sprinkles and then I melted some blue chocolate and added it to the actual dunked and set tortilla chip. Tortilla chip sandwich. I didn't quite get mine. Well, it's impossible to get them to match up perfectly. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. So, but here is kind of like the end result. which I added some sprinkles. I added, it doesn't look like there's anything stuffed in it right now. However, I'm going to show you here at the end where, get back to my Zoom. I'll show you a picture of it at the end where you'll see that it's stuffed with the peanut butter and jelly inside. And let me tell you, it's a shelf life of about, I'd say a good 2 days if you keep it in a cool, dry location and that you have sealed it into a nice container. Anything beyond that, I think you're going to get in trouble. It's still edible, but it's not going to be as crisp. So be sure to check it out. It's a really nice treat. I think, you know, since I was doing it for demonstration purposes, it took me a little bit longer because I was making sure I had all the things and all the steps in place and recording. But if you want to do this at home with your family, it's a good treat for this time of year, I would think. I think set aside at least 30 minutes to do something like this. It might be a little bit, maybe 40 minutes if you have a different small hands helping you, but it's a really quick and delectable treat. And who doesn't have a peanut butter jelly sandwich? I mean, hopefully you don't have an allergy, but you know, it brought a smile to my face as I remember my childhood of eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches. And let me tell you, I'll eat one today. So yes. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Please let us know if you have tried something like this or you would like to try it. And send, you know, tag us in your posting. If you post to social media, we would love to see it. So that's awesome. The stuffed peanut butter and jelly for Litas.
So I have a question. Did you put the sandwiches in the refrigerator before you dipped them in the chocolate?
No, I didn't. I just liquefied the peanut butter enough so it could adhere to each other. And with the jam, I didn't put the jam in or liquefy that. I left it in its original state. And then I just let it set out for a little bit and then dunked them in the chocolate, or as you saw that I did, with the chocolate, covered it with the white chocolate. And then I did let them set up in the fridge for probably a good 10 minutes.
Nice.
Well, and after.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said I put on the sprinkles before I put them in the refrigerator.
Oh, bubbles. Yeah, definitely. Because it wouldn't sprinkle. Those sprinkles wouldn't stick if it was done after. So, one thing that I was going to say is if you do have an allergy to peanuts, you can also do this with other type of nut butters like almond butter or sunflower seed butter. Some people have used that. I've used that before for certain things. And so, yeah, if you do have any intolerances, even to strawberries, you can use grape jelly. I love grape jelly and peanut butter. That's good. And I like anything that reminds me of like fun childhood. Did your when you were growing up, did your mom ever grill peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Like, not on a grill.
But I've seen that.
My mom always did that. Like, she would even make it sometimes for breakfast. She would grill the peanut butter and jelly in a skillet, like with some butter, and then she'd put the peanut butter on and the jelly and then make a sandwich and toast the whole sandwich. And it would be so nice.
Let me tell you, that does sound delicious. I haven't seen it that way. I heard anybody make it that way, but I would love to try that. Maybe you can give us a demonstration of how that is. That would be lovely. Do you make it for your children?
Yep, I do. Sometimes I make it for them. One of my children like peanut butter and bananas. So sometimes I do peanut butter and banana sandwiches and I grill them. But that's just kind of like something that we do. My mom taught me how to do it. I don't really know who taught her how to do it, but it's tasty.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what does really peanut butter not go with? You know what I mean? It's
only
so
allergies.
Yummy. Okay, you got one.
One today. Anywho, we hope that you try this definitely. You have anything else coming up this week, Tamala?
Well, yes. So for the business makers out there, the business owners out there, I'm creating a course to help you with your 60-second elevator pitch. I am coming out with a course in the next probably month, but be sure to go to my Facebook group for nervous speakers. I'll tag it and put it in the comments section. But it's a way for people who wants to practice more about when someone comes up to you and say, so what do you do? You're not like on this whole tyrant of what you're doing, how you did it, being very, very detailed about how you made stuffed tortillas, so to speak. Yeah. So this is an opportunity for business owners or anybody that want to, if they're at a networking event, on a Zoom call, someone says, oh, so what did you do? What is your business? You'll be able to tell them in less than, I'd say 20 to 30 seconds, but I'll give you a little leeway, say 60 seconds or less, exactly what you do, what your name is, what you do, who does it benefit, and how they can contact you. So it goes a little bit more in depth and breaking down different things about your mindset, what you think, and how to project your tone and the rhythm of what you say and things like that. So I'm really excited about it. And right now I am working on that, and hopefully it'll be available soon and you'll be able to take advantage of that and get your elevator pitch together, because let me tell you, you'll say over and over and over and over again because you'll be networking with the people that want to enjoy your product or service. So that's what I'm doing, that's what I'm working on as far as this. I do have a couple things that I want to do for demo purposes and things like that. I'm working with a mentor now to hopefully get my product in big box stores. So stay tuned.
Nice.
What about you, Taylor?
Well, I was just going to say, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I took a class, and one of the benefits of the class is that they teach you how to do they edit your business plan. They give you a template for making a business plan, then they edit the business plan. And then the other thing is that we can do a competition, a pitch competition. So it's sort of like what you were saying about your nervous speakers group. And we get 5 minutes to really pitch our business. So I'll definitely be joining your group, because I don't know if you guys know this, because I talk on this show, but in real life I rarely talk a lot. So and especially in person in front of a whole group of people is completely different. So I will be in the program with Tamala. So
you know, it wasn't always easy for me, and definitely I know that I'm not alone. So that's why I created this course, and I know that it will help other people as well as myself. So you give it away to keep it. That's what they say, you give it away to keep it. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about your program that you are a part of. I know that you will do well. And do you want to talk about what you did last week?
What did I do last week?
Your interview.
Oh, yeah. So last week... I'm like, what did I do last week?
That was a long time ago.
I know. You know how you're excited for things to come, and then when they come, they're like, oh, yeah, I did do that. Thanks for the reminder. So last week I was interviewed on a show of a fellow YouTuber. It's called Blind Guy, His Wife, and Their Life. And it was absolutely fun. I was kind of nervous a little bit when we first started doing it, but I really had a good time. I got to, you know, talk about some points about some things that I do. When we're on here and we're just talking about Tamala and Taylor Street Talk Tuesday, I tend to like not bring you guys in on the other aspects of my life or things that I do. So that show was nice because I was able to talk about some other classes that I've done and some things I'm going to do in the future. And I don't know if you guys knew that I went to culinary school or much about my life in general. I think I interviewed Tamla before, but I don't know if we ever interviewed me for Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday.
I don't know, but we will. How about that? If we didn't, or we did, this was a while ago, we'll do it again.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Or, until we do that, you guys can check out that interview, and I will also link it down below so you guys can maybe learn something. And thank you to all of our new subscribers who have joined our beautiful gang here that we have. We always like to say, hey, beautiful. We want you guys to feel beautiful as you learn to more about treats, business, and life. So,
absolutely. And if you want to join our Facebook group, where it's under the same name, Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday on Facebook, we have some real interesting things that we post in there to help the business owner or the home baker or home chocolatier gain some insight about who we are, or just some inspiration throughout the week that we can offer the fellow business owner or aspiring business owner. So be sure to check out Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday Facebook group, where we have some polls in there as well. We just want your opinion about how things are going for you, and we want this to be for you. It's not about us, it's for you. So be sure to check that out as well.
Yeah, and with that being said, guys, make sure you like, comment, share, give us your feedback on what you want to hear more of. Like Tamla said, we are here for you, and we would like for you guys to have a blessed week. We are here every Tuesday talking to you about treats, business, and life. We'll see you next week. Bye.